Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Rabulet. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Incaviglia. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerome Walton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sean Boskey. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Doug Drabek. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball four. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabulet bunts towards the mound. Drabek fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabulet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Walton. Bell reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is walked intentionally. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek takes first base on ball four. Thomas scores. Bell moves to third. Baines moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Incaviglia, who is chasing the ball. Martinez reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. Baines scores. Snopek goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton takes first base on ball four. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walton moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walton scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball towards right. Incaviglia settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Incaviglia. Phillips goes all the way around to score. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Snopek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 0 in the game. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Snopek hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Boskey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snopek for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0 for 1 in the game. Incaviglia takes first base on ball 4. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walton. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Incaviglia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Durham steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive towards third. Snopek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Coppinger now pitching. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Incaviglia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabiule is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. One out. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Incaviglia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walton hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Snopek strikes out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coppinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Hoyles moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabulet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rabulet hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0-for-3 in the game. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis pinch hits for Tony Phillips. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Lyle Mouton now playing left field. Mike Bertotti now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mouton. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Ripken moves to third. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Incaviglia is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Incaviglia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Incaviglia moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.